In the name of Jesus. I love when Adam Augustine goes up to his bedroom and pulls on one of his costumes and comes downstairs pretending whatever he happens to be pretending. Sometimes he's Super Adam. Sometimes he's the knight coming to slay his brothers who happen to be the dragons and save his mother, the queen. But it's a joy. Kids love to play dress up, don't they? They love getting lost in whatever they imagine happens to be going on. They love to play. But here today in our gospel reading, Jesus is not pretending to be true God and true man. This is no illusion, no dress-up game. Some, following the death of the apostles, would say that Jesus only appeared to be man. After all, how can God take on human flesh? This flesh is apparently inherently sinful, and God, who cannot have sin, would not be able to take on human flesh. Thus, he only appeared to be human. That cannot be the case, for Jesus is right there before John, prepared to be baptized, to go down into the water, to come out of it, for the Holy Spirit to descend upon him. This is no appearance of man. He is true man. Those in our day would go the other direction, saying that Jesus is not true God. He only appears to be God by the things that he says. But this also cannot be the case, for we hear John's insistence in the gospel today. I need to be baptized by you, but you come to be baptized by me. This cannot be. It's the wrong way around, Jesus. You're the one who is true God. You're the one who is true righteousness. Come and baptize me. And also, the Holy Spirit descends upon Christ at his baptism. This is foretold by Isaiah. In chapter 42, we heard it, that the Holy Spirit would descend upon Christ, God's servant. And there Christ is, the suffering servant of God. And finally, the Father says, after the heavens are opened, "This is my Son, in whom I am well pleased." There's no doubt about it. Jesus is not pretending. He comes to fulfill all righteousness for you and for me. And this is quite necessary, isn't it? Because no matter how well we pretend, things aren't all that great when it comes to righteousness. Hey, things aren't even all that great as far as health. How many times have I said, "Oh yes, I am well," when in fact I'm hacking away at home, barely getting a few hours of sleep, feeling miserable? We often pretend that we are righteous. We often attempt to justify our words and deeds, which fall well short of God's full law. We're not even close to the righteousness of the Pharisees. And a pretend righteousness shall not stand before God the judge on the final day. For he comes to judge the nations. You are either righteous or you are unrighteous. And not one of us is righteous. So it is that Jesus comes to fulfill all righteousness for us, right? So he comes to join us down in the waters of the Jordan. And he does so to take on our sin, our unrighteousness. This is the marking of the beginning of his journey to the cross, where he offers the true sacrifice for the sins of the world. And you know that you've been joined to his righteousness. Your iniquity is forgiven. Your sins are covered. You are called righteous, for you've been clothed with the righteousness of Christ, as a bridegroom is clothed as a priest, or the bride covered in jewels. You are covered with the righteousness of Christ. You are oaks of righteousness, planted by streams of living water flowing forth from Christ through his word. You have descended into death in the waters of holy baptism, and you have arisen as righteous ones covered in Christ's righteousness. There the Holy Spirit was poured out upon you, so that being justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. And you've been sealed by the Holy Spirit. And that sealing is of quite importance. For the day of redemption is drawing near. We now walk in newness of life. We don't pretend to be righteous. We are righteous in Christ. And so we live a life of repentance, not grieving the Holy Spirit by our bitterness, by our anger, by our wrath, by our slander, by our malice. But as Paul notes to the Ephesians, being kind to one another, forgiving one another, just as God in Christ has forgiven us. Our temptation in this life is to justify our sin, explain our sin away because of the circumstances. For example, I know of this one pastor who was driving up to Muskegon in a U-Haul truck. And all of a sudden, a big red light appeared behind him, causing him to pull over because it's the state police. And the immediate desire is to justify himself in the face of the law, right? The reason the truck was going so fast, officer, is I was going downhill and I should have let up on the accelerator, but I failed to do so. Please don't punish me. When in fact, the real thing that pastor should have done was simply this. I was speeding. Give me the fullness of the law. And then look to forgiveness. Repent and receive forgiveness. So don't seek to justify, for you are justified in Christ. We're waiting for that day, the day of redemption, when we shall stand before the Father and he shall say of us because of our baptism, "This is my beloved son. This is my beloved daughter." And then we shall be clothed not with excuses, not pretend righteousness, but we shall be further clothed in these bodies that are like Christ's glorified body. So don't pretend. Don't pretend to put on the righteousness of Christ today. Instead, truly live in his righteousness and look forward to the day that you shall be fully clothed by him. Thanks be to God in Christ Jesus. The peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.